There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
Is the Bears, White Sox, Cubs, Bulls, and Blackhawks. We cover them all. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. We are Chicago's original sports talk station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Make an amazing glove save with a Chicago Wolves fan 4-pack. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for info. They've lost 9 of their last 14, but Mike Dunleavy thinks the Bulls have enough for a turnaround.
Unfortunately, nobody knows when that is and how we're going to do it. But, you know, we definitely have the confidence to make it happen. And it's been a little bit of a rough patch of late, but it's a mentally tough group of guys. And, you know, we have a coach who's going to lead us in the right way. And I think we'll get it done.
Dunleavy, though, has not been a part of it for a while now. He's going to be out for his 17th straight game tonight with a bone bruise in his ankle. The Bulls take on the Rockets in Houston. For Houston, Dwight Howard will miss up to a month with knee problems. Cornerback Al Lewis-Jean gets a 2-year extension from the Bears. Jean's contract will run through the 2016 season now. The Bears have also hired Rick Perry as assistant strength coach. Baseball, the White Sox have acquired pitcher Yency Almonte from the Angels. He is the player to be named later in the trade of Gordon Beckham from last summer. The White Sox also officially releasing Dion Vicieto after he was designated for assignment last week. Former Cubs starter Carlos Villanueva has a new job, agreed to a minor league contract with St. Louis. He will get an invite to spring training as well. The Blackhawks are off until Friday after they were shut out in Minnesota last night. They will play the Jets next in Winnipeg. Today, the Hawks reassigned forward Dennis Rasmussen to Rockford. Packers defensive tackle LaTroy Guyon arrested in Florida on possession of marijuana. Guyon released this afternoon on bond. Colts linebacker DaQuell Jackson arrested for assault on a pizza delivery driver. This update brought to you by Cassidy Tire and Service. Visit CassidyTire.com. And visit Toyota Sports Corner at the Chicago Auto Show to see the 2015 Highlander. With seating up to 8, the Highlander provides room for all your family and friends. 670 weather. Tonight, it'll be clear overnight, a low of 3 degrees. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 19. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour of Boers and Bernstein is brought to you by Packy Webb Ford. Visit PackyWebbFord.com today.
Boers and Bernstein.
Boers and Bernstein, enjoy them.
Afternoons on The Score.
Do I remain hot on Farmers Only?
You do have a profile on FarmersOnly.com, yeah, but I was getting so many emails. I attached my email to it, and I was getting all of these notifications for T. Diddley.
Boot it up, and anywhere from 30 seconds to 10 minutes, you'll have Virginia farm boys hopping around you like jackrabbits.
Another person loves him, and another person wants to do
any
him.
Any women, or is it all men?
Oh, it's all big horse women.
And the horse that rode in on them.
He was too hot.
Why wouldn't they be?
And I only found Ed Farmer, just repeatedly naked pictures of Ed Farmer.
Yeah. Folks went over the line there. I just tiptoed to it.
Because you were on EdFarmerOnly.com. Right.
Only on the team for next year.
FarmioOnly.com.
Turn on a firework!
Wait a second. If you're a farmer, wouldn't it be okay to be with city folk?
No.
I mean, maybe you could.
No, you don't. Nothing to talk about.
They don't understand you.
Chef? They don't understand. Chef, I speak farm language.
Everyone knows I'm a friend of the farmer. What I gotta do? Start dealing livestock?
We can't do that, Daddy. We might offend our constituency.
Skyrocket.
Chicago Sports Radio
670
The Score.
303 Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Boers and Bernstein, I am indeed a friend of the farmer.
He's on Twitter at Ben Gulliver. He writes basketball, NBA for Sports Illustrated. He joins us now on the Grossinger Lincolnwood hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. And Ben has been busy handing out mid-season grades like a basketball school marm. Hi, Ben. How are you?
Doing well, guys. How are you doing?
Oh, we're doing well. That's a lot of work, by the way, mid-season grades for every team.
Oh, tell me about it. I'm still recovering. I got to ice my wrist after I write that post and, you know, detach from the computer for a couple days. But, you know, it's a good time.
And you base this on how they've performed to this point or what their prospects look like pursuant to a championship at this point?
The biggest thing is performance relative to preseason expectations, right? So clearly the Orlando Magic are not going to be held to that same curve or the same standard as a team like the Cleveland Cavaliers. You know, Cleveland comes out and they really start slow and they have all these issues and, you know, LeBron's pushing David Blatt and all this stuff. I mean, that's going to work against you. Orlando, you know, even if they come out and they win 10 games in the first 41, you're not going to hold that against them quite as much.
And by the way, what do you think? We're talking about the Cavs before and just looking at the Bulls. I know the Bulls, I think the Bulls' grade was a B+, right? That sounds
correct.
Right? Yeah, I think that seems fair. I mean, it was pretty close, but they weren't. They had some moments where they're good, had some moments where they weren't. But as you look at the Cavs now, as opposed to are they back good enough to meet some of those preseason expectations now, Ben? Have they sort of returned to that really tight circle of really good teams?
You know, that Mozgov trade for them was transformative. You know, they were toast before they made that trade. They had no shot at a title whatsoever. They didn't play enough defense. They couldn't protect the rim. I mean, Kevin Love was out there stranded possession after possession, looking just terrible as a post defender. And now all of a sudden you've got a legit 7-footer who can protect the basket, and it makes a world of difference. I mean, I think right now, to me, the top tier in the Eastern Conference has three teams. It's got Cleveland, it's got Atlanta, and it's got Chicago. And then, you know, teams like Toronto and Washington, I think they're sort of in that conversation for, you know, outside shot, maybe dark horses, but they're going to need some help if they want to, you know, represent the East in the finals. And Cleveland, to me, wasn't in that top tier, you know, as recently as, say, you know, a month ago. But that trade was transformative. It was exactly the right trade. It cost them a pretty penny, clearly, and they're still going to be up a creek if anything happens to Mozgov because they just don't have the depth behind him. But for right now, you know, that gamble looks like it's going to really, you know, seriously pay off and put them in a position where I think they've won 11 straight. You know, they're challenging now to take over the lead in the Central Division, and you've got to consider them one of the favorites in the Eastern Conference.
Now, the Bulls appear every time I see them against the Washington Wizards, and I'm still haunted by last year's playoffs, and this is not last year's team. But then you see them now, and you see those two big monsters that Washington can throw at you. You see the fact that they play a mid-range type game where running them off the three-point line, as a Thibodeau defense is designed to do, doesn't necessarily do the same kind of damage to their offense. And you also see them play the Bulls with a real swagger, that they just feel that they've got something going here. And even though you could argue that the Wizards aren't as good a team, I still think that that's a bad matchup for the Bulls in a playoff series. Do you?
Yeah, it's a tricky one, and you're right about the swagger thing. I mean, everybody's seen John Wall skip up and down the court and kind of rub it in Derrick Rose's face a little bit. I mean, I think that's a real thing. I think that's a real rivalry. And, you know, Wall's got one of the biggest chips on his shoulder in the entire league. I mean, he's really looking to kind of stake his claim to, you know, the type of fame and adulation that Rose maybe enjoyed a few years ago. And I think he understands to get there, he's got to go through the Bulls, and he's got to do that. You know, part of the reason why I gave the Bulls a B+ was because, you know, it's sort of like when Google Maps give you some weird directions on where you're trying to go. I mean, the Bulls got to where they expected to be, which was at the top of the Central Division, but it just didn't happen quite like they thought it would. They're taking all these weird twists and turns. I mean, Jimmy Butler rockets up to start the season. Pau Gasol has this amazing, you know, acclimation in Chicago, but then, you know, Noah basically falls off the map. You know, Derrick Rose is in and out and just really has not recaptured anything close to where he was, you know, in 2011. So they're a team still in progress. And I think, you know, I was down watching them beat the Warriors. I think it was last week. And, you know, Thibodeau is admitting, you know, pretty openly, candidly, that, like, look, that the balance between Jimmy Butler and Derrick Rose hasn't quite been struck right. I mean, they're still working through that issue. I think they've got some issues inside in terms of how do they split those minutes up? Does it work with Pau and Noah playing lots of minutes together? Because of a sudden you've got a, you know, a smaller core. You don't really have, you know, quite as much spacing as you might like, especially when you've got Rose out there who's not a shooter, and, you know, Butler's three-pointers have kind of come back to earth a little bit. So they've definitely got some questions. I mean, they're vulnerable, and I don't think they match up, you know, great with Washington. But I do think if they can work through some of those issues by the time the postseason rolls around, they've still got more talent, they've still got more depth. and they've got a player in Butler who could really, you know, be an interesting wrinkle if they want to throw him at John Wall and just turn him loose and say, hey, somebody else has to beat us. I mean, I think Wall is really the head of the snake for Washington. And if you could maybe do cross matchups like that, you throw Butler on him and just say, hey, Bradley Beal or Paul Pierce, I mean, you're going to have to step up and really do more. I'm not sure that's enough to get you through a series at this point with where those guys are at in their careers.
You know, it's interesting because I look at the East, and I agree with you. I don't think – and Atlanta is sort of that team that, Ben, I don't know that anybody expected that, but that's not you know, sometimes you look at it and say, well, geez, could that be – yeah, I think it's real. I mean, you look at the team, there's nothing that jumps out of you player-wise. There's nobody that said, that's a great player. But they're really good, and their style and their coach and everything have matched up perfectly, and he's done a great job. I mean, are they legit? I mean, if you get in a playoff series with Atlanta, are you in trouble? I mean, I kind of think you might be if you're the Bulls, or I don't know about the Cavs, but the Bulls too, right? I mean, that Atlanta team is not phony.
Yeah, no, not at all. They're totally legit, and I think when you do look at the things that make you a quality contender, I mean, do they have, you know, top-tier players at their positions? And you're right. I mean, they're not superstar names. But Jeff Teague's the top 5 point guard in the Eastern Conference, period. No questions asked. I mean, he definitely is in that conversation. You look at Paul Millsap in terms of power forward, same thing. You know, I think just based on pure merit, he should be starting for the Eastern Conference in the All-Star game. Al Horford, he's a top 5 guy at his position in the Eastern Conference. And Kyle Korver's the best shooter in the league, bar none, period. And they've got a lot of guys coming off their bench, too. So to me, even though they don't have the big names, even though a lot of people are late to the party in terms of, you know, what can these guys do, they're absolutely legit because they've got some star players, you know, even if they're not star names. They play on both sides of the ball. They're very disciplined. I mean, they stick to their offensive system, and they also stick to their defensive system. I mean, these guys are very unselfish. They don't have any ball stoppers. They don't have anybody who takes, you know, long stretches off on the defensive end. I mean, these guys all work really hard, and they're in sync, and they're in tune, and that's how you run off 19 wins in a row. And I think once you do that, you know, that kind of automatically puts you in the conversation, especially in the Eastern Conference, to be a team that a lot of people should fear. You know, if I'm Cleveland and you're still trying to incorporate these new pieces like, say, J.R. Smith, or you're trying to incorporate Iman Shumpert, you're really trying to build a cohesive defense here down the stretch of the season that didn't exist in the first half of the year, I don't want to face Atlanta if I'm them, because those guys are pure cohesion. I mean, they're almost one step ahead of each other. They know exactly where they're going to be on the court at all times. You know, sometimes it almost feels like they have telepathy, the way they move the ball and the way they cover for each other on defense. I mean, certainly they've got some holes. You know, they're not the greatest defensive rebounding team, so a team like Chicago could kind of pound them inside a little bit. They don't have the, you know, big number one scoring wing who's going to be able to kind of go tit for tat with LeBron James. I mean, that's certainly going to be a weakness for them. They don't really have a great defensive matchup for James at all, but they can compensate and they can kind of work around that. I think that they're going to be a team that I would look to get to at least the Eastern Conference Finals, and past that, even have a shot at making it to the finals.
We talked a lot about Anthony Davis and the Pelicans, too. And looking at a team, a decent enough team, obviously in tough in their nightly competition, but when you've got a guy who's in the MVP consideration, obviously before some of his injuries, shouldn't they be better than they are, and why aren't they?
Yep.
Well, you know, the number one reason they're not better than they are is because they forget they have Anthony Davis in the fourth quarters. I mean, it's just been absolutely ridiculous. I ran the numbers earlier this year, and this is a little bit outdated, but when I ran it, he was shooting 90% in clutch situations, which sounds just absurd. Like, how could anybody do that, right? Mm-hmm. Well, the reason is that the only person who passes the ball to him is the backboard and the rim, because all of his points are coming on second chance points and dunks because his teammates didn't pass him the ball. And they had a real issue there with, you know, trying to spread out the touches between Tyreke Evans and Aaron Gordon and Drew Holiday and Anthony Davis and, you know, even Ryan Anderson. I mean, that's a great player, you know, a very helpful player, but he's an offense first guy and he needs the ball and he needs his touches. So I think within all those people kind of wanting to get into the mix, they sometimes would forget about Anthony Davis late in games, and it would show in their record. It showed just in his own numbers. I mean, he wasn't nearly the force he should have been late in games. I think they're working to kind of correct that. You know, Holiday going out does make it a little bit easier because it's one less person who needs the ball. And he is a guy who's looking to score, you know, especially in late in games. He's trying to take you off the dribble and go into pick and roll situations. So that's one guy out of the mix. You know, certainly if they want to be a playoff team, they're going to need to get him back and kind of recalibrate this whole thing around Davis. But I think part of the problem really is just they're still not, even after a couple of years of just total dominance from him and the MVP level play like you mentioned, they still don't quite realize what they've got in him. And, you know, to me, it could be a coaching change, or you know, it could be an offseason change of direction. That's what's necessary to really pull out the absolute biggest impact from a guy like Davis. Because I still think, I mean, this is a guy who could easily average 30 points a night if they really fed him the ball consistently. I mean, he's that good. He can beat you in that many different ways. He's just so versatile and talented and long that, you know, he's still, as ridiculous as it sounds, because he could become the youngest person ever to have a player efficiency rating of above 30, which is just sort of, you know, the kind of level of a player like a Michael Jordan or a LeBron James. I mean, those are the kinds of guys who get up that high. He could be the youngest person ever to do that. And yet I still think there's so much more he can give.
Yeah, you mentioned all that. For the love of God, he's out guarding the three-point line, too. You can't. You think you got a shot. You don't have a shot because here he comes. I mean, it's really it's really scary, Ben. And I look at this, and I'm with you. I guess that's probably right, that they don't exactly know what they have, because I can't quite figure it out. I can't quite – we've talked about this before, each other, about can't quite justify why the hell you're not better. Now I get it. I kind of – as you were talking about, I kind of – yeah, I've seen that. It's like, okay, he's there, but so what? I mean, there are very few players in the NBA that can do what he does. I mean, that is incredible, the things he can do.
Oh, absolutely. And the other thing, too, is, I mean, their defense should just be better as a whole.
Yes.
I think, you know, their perimeter defense is really kind of a weak spot. And when you've got, you know, a Davis and an Ashik, where you can, you know, a legit seven-footer who can kind of protect the rim, I mean, that combination should give you the chance to have an elite defense. And I think, you know, I don't know if it's a system thing or if it's just the personnel not being able to really – you know, defend as well at the individual perimeter spots, but I think they've kind of underperformed on that end. And, you know, going forward into next year, I mean, I know there's been rumors about Thibodeau and all that in Chicago, and, you know, that kind of got me thinking. It was like, man, can you imagine if Thibodeau got his hands on Anthony Davis? What kind of numbers Anthony Davis would be putting up? He'd probably have 6 blocks a game. He'd probably have 4 steals a game. He'd probably be averaging like 30 and 16. He'd probably never come off the court.
That's the, I was just going to say.
Yeah, that's the other part of it. Yeah.
How many minutes would he be playing?
Well, you can count on him getting the ball late in games because he'd be out there, you know. But, and that's just speculation on my part. But I do think, you know, a coaching change at some point down in New Orleans kind of makes some sense. You know, Monty Williams, when he was brought in there, it was sort of like a starter job, right? It's kind of like, hey, show us that you can make some improvement and get us through some tough times. And, you know, they're at the next stage. I mean, they're looking to turn the corner. They really want to take, you know, Davis and build them into a team that's sort of like the Spurs, where you're in the playoff conversation, you know, building around Tim Duncan every single year. And that's I'm not sure that's what Williams' skill set as a coach necessarily is. I mean, he's a younger guy, motivational guy. He's the kind of person to get you through those tough 20 win seasons, excuse me. I'm not sure he's the guy who takes you from sort of, you know, mediocre to excellent, and that could take a different voice.
All right, before we let you go, the other story that is intriguing to me is the Milwaukee Bucks, who are long and athletic and up-tempo and fun, and they lose Jabari Parker and they don't miss a beat. Is that stock still a buy, or is enough word out there that we sort of missed our opportunity?
You know, I think I'm not sure if I would buy it now. You know, I think that they're pretty steady, though. I mean, I think they're not going anywhere. I mean, they're going to be a playoff team, and I think they're going to give whoever they face in the first round a run for their money. I don't know that they're going to win a series, but when the Parker injury happened, to me, it was a much bigger deal for Milwaukee long-term as opposed to this season. Like, if you look at his on and off numbers, like how did they play when he's on the court versus how they played when he's off the court, they were really similar. I mean, he wasn't having a major impact. He was putting up really good numbers, especially in a weak rookie class. But they have lots of bodies. You know, they had Ilyasova. They got a Giannis. I mean, they got all these different guys who can kind of play in those front court spots, right? And even Jared Dudley stepped up this year. I mean, talk about a nice comeback story there. So they've got in Middleton. I completely overlooked him, and that's probably he's used to that at this point because I think he ends up getting the short shrift a lot. But he's been really big for that team. So to me, you know, the Parker injury was bigger long-term because, hey, this is your franchise player. I mean, this is the guy you're going to be building around for the next 5 to 10 years, and you want him to have all these developmental reps when he's young so he can get acclimated to the NBA game, so he can start getting some of those superstar calls, so he can build the relationships with his teammates and kind of figure out which of these guys need to be around him going forward. But in the short term, you know, I didn't think it was going to be a crippling injury for them. And they've really won with their defense. I mean, you're talking about the length and the youth. I mean, those guys, they play pretty smart, too, especially for a young team. And they're flying all around. Once they do create turnovers, and they create a lot of them, I mean, they're off to the races. You know, Giannis knows exactly what to do when he hits the open court.
Yep.
And they push the ball. You know, Brandon Knight's had a nice season for them, too. I mean, there's lots to like there. And, you know, to me, if Atlanta wasn't having the season that they were having and Golden State wasn't having the season they were having, you know, Jason Kidd would sort of be the de facto coach of the year selection just because of what he's done in such a short period of time. And so you got to give them a lot of credit. But, you know, of course, you know, you got Budenholzer, you got Kerr in the mix, and he's probably not going to win it this year. But, you know, that's been a great NBA story. And I can't wait until Parker's back on the court to kind of join this mix because they should be really fun to watch, you know, really for the next half decade.
All right, a quick yes or no as we let you go. Wiggins shown enough to you to convince you that someday he's going to be a real star in the NBA?
Absolutely. You know, I've been a real big Wiggins guy ever since, you know, his sophomore year in high school. I think the first time I saw him, and he had superstar potential then. Just amazing athletic gifts. That Minnesota situation, you know, I think they probably need a coaching change this summer. I don't think it's smart to have the GM be the coach, especially on a young team like that. I think you can kind of, you know, maybe get a younger voice in there that's going to be more player friendly, who could kind of, you know, guide his development. But, you know, to me, he's exceeded expectations. You know, I didn't think he was going to be necessarily ready to go in year one. Mm-hmm. He's really risen to the challenge a couple times against the Cavaliers. And so yeah. I think he's an easy choice for rookie of the year. And I think he has, you know, all-star potential absolutely within, you know, 3 to 5 years.
Ben, we love you because I think you fight about every NBA coach, and we love that. So, my friend.
Hey, let's do it.
Thanks, Ben.
Thanks a lot, Ben. Appreciate it.
Ben Gulliver, Sports Illustrated, covers the NBA. A lot of information there for you, and we'll have more to come in the second half at the bottom of the hour. And then Hub Arkish takes your calls. He's yours today at 5. We're Boers and Bernstein. You have the score.
MullyandHanley.com is being brought to you by Home Run In Pizza, Chicago's original thin crust pizza.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. Patriots fans were having a week. They watched their team win their first Super Bowl in a decade, and one of them was trying to help a Patriot who's looking at life in a cage. We knew this was coming the second Pats fans started chanting innocent. Innocent for Aaron Hernandez outside of the courthouse. Well, one of them has been busted for being a honk. A stealth juror was dismissed by the judge yesterday after the middle-aged female ran her mouth and lied on her questionnaire. You know something's up when the woman made statements for over a year that she wanted to be on the jury. Nobody wants to do jury duty. Everybody else Googles ways to get out of the jury box. Jury number 96, though, was asking how to get into it. I'm surprised she didn't just request to be juror number 81 in honor of the accused. Right now, the Pats Nation should be hyping Malcolm Butler and not trying to help a murderer, allegedly. I'm Jim Rome.
If you are or want to be a truck driver, there's never been a better time to check out Schneider. And that's saying a lot. For 80 years, Schneider has delivered rewarding truck driving careers. And now, we're adding many new customers with January startup dates. That means even more opportunities for you in 2015. See all that Schneider has to offer and apply at SchneiderJobs.com or call 800-44-PRIDE. That's SchneiderJobs.com or 800-44-PRIDE.
Buffalo Wild Wings Old Orchard is opening Sunday, February 8th at 11 a.m. See their great new design with tons of HD TVs and 40 beers on tap. Come out for beer tastings and sign up to win raffle prizes. Must be 21 to enter. Buffalo Wild Wings Old Orchard on the west side of the mall by the green parking garage. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Remodeling a bathroom or dreaming of a new kitchen? Studio 41 Home Design Showrooms is your complete resource with a great selection of kitchen and bath products now featuring the bold look of Kohler. Visit a showroom or find us online at shopstudio41.com.
Radio/go.
Valentine's Day is coming, and you know what's going to happen. Her friends are going to ask her, so what did he get you for Valentine's Day? Well, here's your chance to not only cross this off your list, but have some solid reviews from your significant other. It is 100 Blooms of Love with a free glass vase for just $19.99. And if you want to impress her even more by upgrading, you can add gourmet chocolates and a stuffed bear for just $9.99 more. But you got to go to proflowers.com and punch in my code
Bernstein. This is quick. It's easy. Guaranteed delivery on Valentine's Day. You certainly can't beat the convenience and you can't beat the price. So do this before it's too late. And sometimes she'll say, oh, you don't have to get me flowers. She's lying. You got to get her flowers, and these last, and they're lovely, and they're guaranteed to be there on time and looking great. So do it right now, and that way you don't have to worry about it until Valentine's Day, and there it's all taken care of for you. You go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the top right corner right now, and you type in Bernstein. Proflowers.com, click the microphone, type in B-E-R-N-S-T-E-I-N. Order today. This deal expires Friday at midnight.
2015 is here, and Cassidy Tire and Service asks that you make one resolution you promise to keep. Safety comes first this winter. Every year, thousands of people get stuck in the cold and the damp, or can't control stopping, traction, or steering on frozen streets and highways. Most winter driving problems can be handled easily with a free checkup stop at your local Cassidy Tire and Service. We'll check your tire pressure, your wipers and fluid levels, battery charge, and the wear and tear on your tires and brakes. It's fast, simple, and makes all the difference for winter driving in Chicagoland. Need new tires? Now is when it's most important, and Cassidy stocks a complete lineup of performance, all-season, winter tires, and name-brand tires at very competitive prices. If you promise to make safety first this winter, we promise to make it simple. Remember,
don't just buy tires, buy Cassidy.
Cassidy, Chicago's tire and service with 15 convenient Chicagoland locations. Family-owned and operated since 1914.
So let our family take care of your family. Visit CassidyTire.com today.
Cassidy!
What fuels you? Here's Kim going downtown for a dance class. Going to her daughter's soccer game.
Come on, Katie, you can do it! Woo-hoo!
Kim fuels up at Exxon and Mobil stations, where our quality gasoline helps improve fuel economy, Woo! And where she could win $1,000 in free Exxon Mobil gift cards just by telling us what fuels her, yes! Like dance class or her kids. 10 weekly winners. Full details at Exxon.com or Mobil.com. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
No purchase necessary. Ends April 7, 2015. Restrictions apply. Actual fuel economy benefits may vary.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
An important message for all Americans who owe $7,500 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The tax pros at OIC Tax can help you. Call 800-416-4460 to find out if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. OIC Tax can stop the IRS from garnishing your wages and help you get back on track with your tax problems. Call 800-416-4460 for a free consultation. That's 800-416-4460. 800-416-4460. Call now.
It's the show that can move you to tears.
You need me, Mom.
I do.
Or tears of laughter.
Maybe I should help someone.
What's stopping you?
To be honest, a complete lack of compassion.
And now, you can find TV's Funniest Moms on Thursday.
I wanted to talk about me, and I thought I'd come off better if I pretended to be interested in you.
Emmy winner Allison Janney and Anna Faris star.
Let's go lunch! I'm not hungry!
Grandma's making it!
Okay!
Mom, Thursday, only CBS.
Favorite music.
Friday. Join the Boers and Bernstein Show with Matt Avetacola filling in for Terry, live from Mickey Finn's, 345 North Milwaukee in Libertyville from 1 to 6. Stop by for your chance to win great prizes and see the guys do the show live. It's all at Mickey Finn's in Libertyville on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
You know, all these years I've been doing Boers and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I don't think we've had a guy fire that many coaches in one visit.
No, usually not a guest. Usually we will end up doing it. But that's, he said, well, this guy's out, that guy's out. Okay.
I love him. He's fired everybody.
Terrific.
Farm. It's not good. Farm. He can take him there. He can't take him there. I always think that's the answer in the NBA. Just fire the coach.
Well, that's okay. The coach is telling the media that it's their job to make his team good.
That's right. That's what they're all doing. It's common practice.
Unbelievable. You can tell that the academic rates have gone skyrocket. What was that exact quote? That's just the irony inherent in that comment is so great. Giggles the clown today. That's just we're all in this together. And his academic standards, and I can say
that our academic standards have gone skyrocket.
I don't know what that means. I don't know what you're talking. What are you talking about? I don't know what that means.
Idiot.
I mean, you didn't gather there to talk about GPA. I don't think.
Well, he always goes back to that because his team's bad.
So that's where you fall to. Right, yeah, but academic. Look at that. I'm telling you.
Yeah, no. Nobody really cares about their academics.
Nobody does.
Social media is big nowadays.
So what? Does he know what social media is? Does he think that has something to do with the actual media? Because I think he's just confused.
I think he's confused the two. Yeah, I think that. My guess would be I'm not a Twitter guy. You are, and you probably don't follow those people anyway. But my guess, they probably get more there than they do in the newspapers. My guess would be people probably pound the crap out of those who care. If you look hard enough.
I guess.
I don't know. How the hell do I know? He's our guy, though.
And our second half's about to begin.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Chris Ronji. Wolves games make great group and company outings. Go to ChicagoWolves.com. Coach Tom Thibodeau's Bulls team continues its road trip tonight against the Rockets in Houston.
You never let your guard down. They're going to, take 30-plus threes. They're going to attack the basket. You know, your defense has to be tied together. And, they're a much improved defensive team as well.
Well, here's the bad news. The Bulls have lost 7 of the last 10 games they have played in Houston. And they're going to be without Mike Dunleavy tonight again. That bone bruise will keep him out. And Dwight Howard is going to sit out, though, for the Houston Rockets with a knee injury. Dion Viciato is officially released by the White Sox today. The Sox also acquire pitcher Yency Almonte from the Angels. He is the player to be named in the Gordon Beckham trade. Meanwhile, Carlos Villanueva has signed a minor league contract with the Cardinals. The Bears sign corner Al Lewis Jean to a 2-year extension. They also make Rick Perry their assistant strength coach, not the Texas governor. Meanwhile, the Blackhawks enjoy an off day at home before heading to Winnipeg, a game on Friday. Today, the Hawks have reassigned Dennis Rasmussen to Rockford. And despite a report, former Michigan coach Brady Hoke says he will not be joining Brian Kelly's staff at Notre Dame. This update brought to you by Sports Mockery, the app for Chicago sports fans. Download Sports Mockery. And did you know that Toyota has 6 SUVs and crossovers to choose from? No matter what the weather or whatever your style, Toyota's got you covered. I'm Chris Ronji, and you're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And at 3:32, we go to the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. And we welcome Fighting Illini head football coach Tim Beckman. And we can ask you, what's wrong with you? What are you doing?
What do you mean by that?
What are you doing? Challenging the media, saying the media is responsible for your football team being good?
Oh, sure it is. We try to talk about being positive, and you talk about recruiting, and you talk about things that are important to these young men. And, we try to, again, not to say it's just a challenge, but we're all in this together, and we're trying to make the University of Illinois the best university there is and try to build a championship program.
But who's we? Who's we here? When you say we're all in this together, the media isn't we.
Well, I disagree. I mean, I know you want – the state of Illinois to be the best state in this country, and we all have.
I don't really
doing
care.
That.
I think
we got a long way to go on that.
I really don't. I mean, yeah.
Tim, I think when you're talking about it's National Signing Day, I think that people wonder why are you talking about being that. I mean, it's sort of a day to celebrate your team, but the media and all the other stuff is not there for love. They're just there covering your team. I mean, it's up to you. You're the one that has to turn the corner with the guys you bring in, not guys in the media. I mean, they're not going to help you turn the corner. You're the only one that can help you turn the corner.
Well, of course, the perception that's out there is always very, very important to a 18-year-old, 19-year-old, 20-year-old, 21-year-old was they're turning into a man. And I think it's important that we try to surround them with as much positive stuff. And I can talk about a lot of positive things that have happened here at the University of Illinois with our football program. In the fact that we had 55 kids over 3.0 and the fact that we did get to a bowl game this year and we have gotten better every year. I can talk about us not being in trouble with the law. I can talk about having over 2,000 community service hours that we had last year. I think those are all positives that build a positive atmosphere and attitude around a program. Now, 6 wins, we understand that isn't the benchmark of anybody, but I think what we're doing with these young men that are involved in our program and are now going to be involved, the 25 that are going to be involved in the program, is we are being better at developing men, and that's what we're trying to get accomplished. That's why the game of football was invented, in my opinion, being around it for 50 years of my life, is to influence our young men that are involved in our programs to get better as men on and off the football field.
I mean, that sounds great, but I think that if you want all sorts of nice things written about the program, you could bring in a bunch of horrible men if you win a ton of games.
Yeah, see,
I mean, really,
I
mean, that's fine. I mean, I don't think anybody expects your job primarily to make these guys into men or even get them to go to class. As long as they're eligible and they're mauling people on the football field, you're going to have a lot of happy people and a lot of nice things written about you.
Well, you know, again, that's the attitude that I think that has changed in the game of football. We're still in the process of, and we're still involved in young men's life. And yeah, there's no question that winning, and I understand that. I'm not silly with that, but I think sometimes in the way that in society today, it's a little bit better to be developing men that can win football games. There's no question. I'm saying that we need to win football games. I've been around champions. I've been around programs that have played in national championships. It wasn't because of the coach. It was because of the players and their responsibilities on and off the football, getting it taken care of. Yeah, we had good football players, but we also had good people that were, you know, doing what they were supposed to do. So, I mean, you know, I think it goes hand in hand. When you talk about it, and you know, that's our opinion down here, and I like to say that, you know, these players are doing everything that I ask them to do and more, and you know, I like to try to create just like a father would, just that's no different than what a father would want to do. I'd like to create an atmosphere for our young men that's a positive atmosphere.
See, if you'd have stopped there, Tim, you'd have been fine. That's what we expect on signing day. That's what we expect when you start talking about your class, the kids
sure.
coming into your program. That's what we expect. I don't think the idea about everybody joining in this positive, that's not going to happen. I mean, it is a very difficult thing. And when guys do that, people look at you like, what's wrong with you? Why would you say that? I mean, the stuff you said now, okay, I get it. But, I mean, I think that when you're in the position you're in now, you don't want to go after the media. You don't want to go after anybody, really. You just kind of want to
I'm not going after the media. I'm asking for help.
Well,
I didn't go after the media one bit. I just was saying if we could all be in this together. That's all I said.
Yeah, but
let's be in this thing together. Let's build this thing together into a championship program. Let's talk as much as we can on trying to build it together. I didn't challenge... The challenge was, let's just try to build this thing together.
Well, I know that there are people who study journalism in some capacity at the University of Illinois, as some of us have. And a properly trained writer, a properly trained reporter, is going to react negatively to that. because that's just not a reporter's job. Those people standing there are there to tell the truth about what they see every day about Illinois football to their readers, to their listeners, to their viewers. That's their job. You lose me at the place where I or anybody else or local media is somehow incentivized to be part of the team or pulling for the team. In the really the truest definition of that relationship, it is not their job. They're trained for it to not be their job. So they're
trained to be negative?
No, they're trained to be a completely objective.
Well, I know. That's all I'm asking them to be instead of always printing negative things.
Well, why can't we talk about
some of the positive things?
What do you think has been so negative that's gotten under your skin about your tenure as the Illinois
coach? I
don't
read it. I just, you know, it's things that we're... No, I just want to, you know, as I said, I mean, I would just want this to be the best it can be. And, you know, the best it can be is to me is if we can all, you know, build it together. And that's all I'm asking is, and you can be as honest and I believe that. I mean, I want you to be as honest about the program as you possibly can. I understand 6 wins isn't enough. This program in reality has only had 6 winning seasons in 20 years. So, mm-hmm. You know, I we're trying to build it into that. And, you know, we're trying to build it into a better program, of course. And, you know, we're in this program to build our football team and our football players and make them better. And I think we are getting better. That's all I'm saying.
If you don't read it, A, how are you aware of it? And B, why is it a concern?
Well, it's just because when you're out on the road and you're talking, I don't read it. I don't read any. That was one of the things that was told to me from the people that I've worked with. So I don't read it. But, you know, when you're out on the road and you're recruiting and you're talking, you know, just the sense of those things. And again, that's the only thing that I'm saying is that we're all in this together, and I hope that we can get it continue to build better and better. You know, I just everybody jumping on board and seeing what we could do to help this program be the best. You know, I want it to be a champion. I want it to be like Ohio State did this year. There's no question about that. And you know, I'm trying to build it to be the best and one of the proudest things that the state of Illinois has. And you know, I think our players are working in that capacity and trying to get better. I know we haven't won enough football games, but the issues that we've had on and off the football field have gotten better from when we first started.
So do you believe that the best recruits in this state, the best players in this state, and I won't go out beyond the boundaries of Illinois, Tim. We're going to stay right in our state.
Sure.
Do you think the best players in this state are aware of you to the point where they're turned off by what they've read and heard about Illinois? Is that what you're saying? Do you think that kids that are really good at football, that are the top recruits, all know exactly what's being said about Illinois? When you go see them or you try to recruit them, you hear that. That's what you hear from them.
Well, I think that it does influence an 18-year-old what they hear. There's no question about that. Especially how important social media has become in the day and life of a young man. I mean, I've got a 17-year-old that, you know, we're constantly watching with that sort of thing. But, you know, I think that I'd love to keep every player in state. You know, that's been my goal for the last 3 years. And there's some great high school football players in this state. And there's ones that we lost that we really would have loved to have. And we got some that we're really glad we had, or we got. But, you know, sure, I'd like to say that anybody in the state of, you know, usually the top players in the state of Florida are staying in one of the Florida schools, or top players in Ohio are staying at Ohio State. And I'd like to say the same about our players in Illinois. They're staying at home. And, you know, I know we're going to lose a few, but I would hope that we can get better and better, and we have gotten better and better at that. But that's where I'm going to try to build it first, and I've always said that, is through our players in Chicago, throughout the state. They get first priority at the University of Illinois.
Well,
if I can get them in school, I'm going to recruit them.
Well, in closing, I would say that a lot of this is completely within the control of a head coach of a major college football program. That it's nice to think that everybody's in this together, but the fact is, it's your show. It's your program. And if you want nice things to be written and said and shared via social media, it is within your purview to affect those things and that tone and that conversation by winning football games.
That's it.
Oh, no question. That's it. You guys, hey, I'm not doubting that. I'm not saying that that's not true. I'm not. But I think that there's other things involved in our program that are our bragging points, our top 10 country stuff, you know, and I'm just adding that to it. Let's win. Let's make sure where our kids are graduating instead of leaving early or, you know, not getting degrees. Let's make sure they're staying out of jail. Let's make sure that they're doing everything in our community to be successful. Let's make sure that they're doing all of it. But I know, I understand how important winning is. I've been involved in a lot of winning in my life. So I understand what winning is, but I want to well-round our student athlete as much as I can. And I didn't mean it as to be a challenge, probably, as what you guys stated earlier.
Yeah.
I just would like to do this together. And I'm just trying to, you know, I really do want to make Illinois a special championship program.
Well, you do that, you won't have to worry about the media.
I know.
What
you're
people
exactly right. I know.
It.
I know. And there's no question we can do it.
Yeah, not even us. You don't have to worry about us. And if you do that, we won't.
I don't worry. You know, I don't worry about what you got. I mean, I respect what is said. I understand that. I'm just, you know, again, wanting to make sure that I, as I say stuff, that it is, you know, hey, I want this program to really be something to brag about. I know winning's the first thing that's got to be done. There's no question.
Tim,
but I also think we can brag about some other things.
Tim, good luck.
Thank you.
Yeah, good luck, Tim. We'll see you.
That is Tim Beckman, the head coach of the University of Illinois Fighting Illini football team on the Boers and Bernstein Show.
This segment has been brought to you by Homerun and Pizza, Chicago's original thin crust pizza.
You have the score.
Lawrence Holmes here. Right now, you're listening to B&B. Coming up at 6, I'll be here with more of Chicago's hottest sports talk, so don't tune out.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Every day, listeners are winning big money on DraftKings.com, the official daily fantasy sports partner of the Boston Celtics. Daily fantasy means no season-long commitments, just pick your team in minutes, and you could be on your way to winning instant cash. And with fantasy basketball contests beginning nightly on DraftKings, you can get in on the action any day of the week. So don't wait. Go to DraftKings.com now and enter promo code GREEN to get in on the action for free. That's GREEN, and you'll get a free entry at DraftKings.com.
Share the experience and excitement of Northwestern football, Chicago's Big Ten team, with family and friends this season. Season tickets.
What fuels you? Here's Paul, going to the ski slopes with his buddies.
Dude, double black diamond?
Last one down buys lunch!
Paul fuels up at Exxon and Mobil stations, where our quality gasoline helps improve fuel economy. And now he could win $1,000 in Exxon Mobil gift cards just by telling us what fuels him. Like skiing with his pals. 10 weekly winners. Full details at Exxon.com or Mobil.com. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
No purchase necessary. Ends April 7th, 2015. Restrictions apply. Actual fuel economy benefits may vary.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
Our classic half-carat total weight diamond heart pendant set in 10-carat gold. Regularly $599.99. Now just $299.99. That's $300 off. Valentine's Day is a really big deal. It calls for a sure thing. Helzberg Diamonds has been helping guys find just the right Valentine's gift for 100 years. And we're ready to help you. These days, everyone talks about quality and value. But at Helzberg Diamonds, we're going to show you, not just tell you, what real value and quality mean. So relax, you've got this. Just come into Helzberg or go to Helzberg.com and get her a diamond heart pendant that she'll treasure forever. Helzberg Diamonds, a Berkshire Hathaway company.
All right, men, I'm going to let you in on a little Valentine's Day secret, something you need to know. Available only at Pajamagram.com, and I'm talking about the Hidden Secrets Collection. Sure, they look innocent enough at first glance, but let me tell you, they're made especially for play. The Hidden Secrets Collection by Pajamagram lets you sneak a peek and also gives you easy access. And just like you, they are always up for a little fun. Some even glow in the dark, begging for action as soon as the lights go out. Hug me, love me, they'll tell you. The only question is, are you ready to play? This Valentine's Day, share a secret with the one you love. Order from the Hidden Secrets Collection at Pajamagram.com. Every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. That means you don't even have to wrap. And Valentine's delivery is guaranteed. Visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them the score sent you. Again, that's Pajamagram.com or 1-800-GIVE.
Did you know for less than a dollar a day, you could save thousands in future medical costs? The solution is the OneTouch Baylor Medical Personal Protection Plan featuring the Medical Alert System. At the touch of a button, Baylor Medical will provide assistance 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You just plug the unit into a power outlet and connect to a phone line. For more information, call 1-800-760-2060. That's 1-800-760-2067.
Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
You know, I realized, you got Voice of Diversity in Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I realized, I think it was probably around 1963 that I was a dope. And that really, you didn't have to listen to anything. You really didn't. It didn't really matter. I think Tim should take some of that to heart. And I, you know, nobody cares about GPA. They don't care. They don't. It's a nice thing if that's what you want to talk about. But when you're talking about that, you know what that means?
That means there isn't anything else to talk
Correct.
About.
Correct. Yeah. All the little points that somebody would say to him, don't do that, don't do that, and don't do that. What did he do?
Well, yeah, that was.
Yep.
That was that.
Oh well. And... Hey, on Boris and Bertson, anything can happen at any time. Go ahead.
I just think realizing that there's a belief on his part that I should be motivated by wanting the state of Illinois to be the best state in the country, and B, that happens when the football team is good.
What does the
quality of the football team, first of all, is independent from the standing of the state nationally. And A, I have no vested interest in the superiority of the state of Illinois relative to other states.
I think proudly, we are the brokest state in the union.
Right, but most of this state south of I-80 is Alabama to me. It's of absolutely no concern.
So that means I once lived in Alabama.
You did. It might as well be that. I mean, I
spent a lot of my life then in Alabama.
You've got outside of the Chicago metro area, you've got a state that could be any other rural area anywhere. Completely undifferentiated from Iowa or Indiana or Missouri or any of the other vast Midwest expanses. Wherever the borders happen to be drawn has really very little to do with what I think about daily. So I just that incentive I don't understand.
Yeah, I believe that it's kind of like we're kind of one of the states that people don't want to be.
Correct.
I believe my stat is correct. The Broca State and Union, and governors in jail. I mean,
throwing governors in jail.
Yeah, we are proud of. Boy, I am just so proud of how this state has done.
This email from Teddy, who says the best I can understand is his point is this: I'm not telling the journalists who cover us to stop being objective. I'm just saying that the journalists who cover us should function primarily as the public relations apparatus of the football program. Yeah. Well, I guess, I mean, there's just a disconnect there. It's not their job.
No, nobody ever said that to me. When I was writing, nobody ever said, by the way, you know, you might want to stop this and start writing more positive things. Nobody ever said that, because my answer would have been, that'll be the day. Nobody ever said that. Back then, you know, in the 80s, nobody thought about it, really. And I could think of Mike White, they never said anything about it.
All right, 312-644-6767.
Quite a something
here. At the Boers and Bernstein Show on the Score.
Chicago's sports morning show is Mully and Henley.
Pete Carroll get up there and accept responsibility and protect his coordinator. Then out comes the coordinator, and he blames the receiver. Yeah. I mean, it was unbelievable.
Can you imagine?
It was unbelievable.
It's easy to turn them on when you get out of bed. Or get in the car. Mully and Henley. Chicago's sports morning show. Turn them on at 5 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
This Valentine's Day, easy for you. This much I can guarantee, you won't have to do the usual running around, frantically searching for the right gift at a crowded mall where confused looks are everywhere. Here's what you do. Just think Sherry's Berries and all will be fine. Unless, of course, your wife or girlfriend doesn't like a box of decadent, delicious giant strawberries dipped in dark chocolatey goodness and topped with chocolate chips, a decorative swizzle, or nuts. Did I mention that they're fresh, juicy, and unbelievable tasty? Well, now I have. What I haven't mentioned is that my wife, the girls in the office just the other day, and several family members have all had them during the last couple of years and absolutely love them. And if it's worth it, I love them too. And the best thing is that you can get a box of these giant dipped strawberries starting at just $19.99. That's a better than 40% savings from the get-go. One more thing. Because my listeners have been so loyal, you can double the amount of berries for just $10 more by using the code name Boers. This is fast and easy. Just go to berries.com, that's BERRIES.com, to place your order. To get your special deal, just click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in my last name Boers. That's BOERS. One more promise, you won't be sorry.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Sports fans, are you considering a career change? The U.S. Census Bureau says those with a master's degree earn 30% more than those with a bachelor's. Don't drop the ball. Increase your earning power by completing a master's degree in 18 months or less at Robert Morris University, Illinois. Visit www.robertmorris.edu/masters or call Robert Morris University's Graduate School at 312-935-4812.
Perhaps
when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
An important message for all Americans who owe $7,500 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The tax pros at OIC Tax can help you. Call 800-416-4460 to find out if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. OIC Tax can stop the IRS from garnishing your wages and help you get back on track with your tax problems. Call 800-416-4460 for a free consultation. That's 800-416-4460. 800-416-4460. Call now.
It's the show that can move you to tears.
You need me, Mom.
I do.
Or tears of laughter.
Maybe I should help someone.
What's stopping you?
To be honest, a complete lack of compassion.
And now, you can find TV's Funniest Moms on Thursday.
I wanted to